At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's the thing. This is all about the grift. Selling access to make himself and his adult sons richer is a key part of this presidency.
All right, check this out. Trump's young press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, has had a pretty rough week in the world of politics. And listen, I am not a fan of bullying anybody, but no, I'm not okay with bullying anybody ever. But I will say, given that Caroline Leavitt is a North Korea-level propagandist for the Trump admin, I do find it justifiable when people point out her flaws, her performative nature, when people try to put truth in her face because she spews a lot of lies. I mean, for example, friend of the show Lysandra is known for doing a Caroline Leavitt impersonation that I find hilarious. We'll get to that later, but first, let's cover some of the more serious news. I want to talk about Trump not only gutting the Consumer Product Safety Commission, but Caroline Leavitt getting brutally bullied over her response for this by former White House press sec Jen Psaki. First of all, let's start with this clip of Caroline Leavitt getting confronted the other day.
The administration appears to have started dismantling the Consumer Product Safety Commission. This is the federal agency, an independent one that does recalls and is responsible for product safety. Does the administration not believe that it's important, to keep toys and cribs? I mean, you're a young mom off of the product, of the market.
It's a federal agency within which branch? It's the executive branch. Who's the head of the executive branch? The President of the United States.
He has the Congress.
He has the right to fire people within the executive branch. It's a pretty simple answer. French.
What a slippery snake. It says, this is what happens when a pick-me girl with daddy issues who peaked in high school gets a microphone. Now, obviously, that's a form of, like, sort of bullying her. I don't know about that. But the thing is, what Caroline Leavitt is doing there is trying to confuse the morality with the legality of it. Yes, Trump can do that. Trump can do a lot of things. But the question was, do you want Trump dismantling the institutions that keep cribs safe? They keep children's toys safe. He's also dismantled the institution that helps promote a safe night of sleep for babies. I mean, there are multiple programs and organizations that help all of these things, and Trump doesn't care, which is made all the more disgusting by the fact that Caroline Leavitt is a young mother herself, and she has no problem performatively parading her baby around the Oval Office, but then she puts a blinder over her eyes when Trump dismantles the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Again, the Supreme Court has not yet reversed its 1935 ruling on whether the president can actually do that, but honestly, it's not even about whether the president can do that. I mean, it is. We can have that conversation, but it's about if the president should do that. The independent watchdog agency recalls and regulates everyday products, including consumer electronics or products for young children, which, by the way, Caroline Leavitt has. I want to talk about Jen Psaki absolutely bullying Caroline Leavitt, but first, check out Lysandra, a friend of the show that I met in D.C., going viral for her Caroline Leavitt impression. If you like this, make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts, and check this out.
President Trump would like me to welcome you all to Liberation Day. Liberation Day is a celebration of our independence, our business independence, if you will. We will be announcing in the Rose Garden later today. President Trump is going to announce the details. I will not get ahead of him by announcing those details himself, so he will be releasing the details of the tariffs.
That's actually really, really good. Wait, let me go back to the video that I played earlier. Let's listen to what she actually sounds like.
The President of the United States. He has the right to fire people within the executive branch.
It's the same, like, smarmy, overly confident, kind of just, like spewing out a vomit stream of words that are all lies, you know? And Caroline Leavitt was called out for this by Jen Psaki. And really quickly, I love my cat. He's this chubby orange dude who definitely thinks he owns the place, but he doesn't talk back. He's good at cuddling, and honestly, he's a little bit picky when it comes to food. If I give him the same food over and over, he'll shoot me the side eye. That is why I am thrilled that this episode is sponsored by Smalls. They have been revolutionizing the way that cat food works. There are no mystery meats, No sketchy chemicals, no overly processed meats, just purely transparent, fresh protein-packed recipes delivered straight to your door, and you'll know everything that's in them. It's incredibly healthy for your cat, and get this, 88% of cat owners saw health improvements after switching from their normal kibble to small. So because you're a listener of the Adam Mockler Show, you get 35% off, plus an additional 50% off your final order. If you go to smalls.com and use code Adam, A-D-A-M, again, that is smalls.com, link in the description below, and make sure you type in code Adam, say that we sent you, you'll get 50% off your final order, you'll get free shipping, you'll get 35% off certain products if you go down and use code Adam. Your cat will thank you, and I appreciate you guys and Smalls. Now back to the episode. All right, read this. Jen Psaki trolls Caroline Levitt with withering fake White House briefing. The MSNBC anchor called out the bizarro turn the White House briefing room has taken during Trump's second term. And this is like a vet coming back and pointing out that the rookie has no idea what they're doing, because Jen Psaki was a great press sec. MSNBC's Jen Psaki jumped back into her old role as White House press secretary, at least in spirit, to mock the current state of the White House briefing room under President Trump's press secretary, Caroline Levitt. Quote, "I've noticed the White House briefing room has taken a bit of a bizarro turn lately," Psaki said during her show Friday. Quote, "And I figured, what the hell? It's a Friday night. Why not dust off the cobwebs and field a few questions from the White House press briefing room today? Because it's been a while." Psaki then answered real questions before a backdrop of the White House press briefing room that reporters had posed that day, but without the usual MAGA spin, she said. One such question centered on why Trump's White House had decided to announce its trade deal with the UK before all the details had been fleshed out. Now, Psaki, who served as Joe Biden's former White House press secretary in 2021 and 2022, pulled no punches. Let's take a look.
"And I figured, what the hell? It's a Friday night. Why not dust off the cobwebs and field a few questions from the White House press briefing room today? Because it's been a while. Of course, I'm going to answer them without the usual MAGA spin. So we got a few. They're actual questions from today. And we're going to start with Andrew Eggers from The Bulwark. All right.
Let's do it.
Andrew, let's hear what you got.
The president posted another ad this week for his Trump meme coin. The group that's running that coin is encouraging people to buy in order to win a dinner this month with the president. Why is the president planning to attend a dinner for the top investors in his coin?
I love that he was reading it. Well, Andrew, here's the thing. This is all about the grift. Selling access to make himself and his adult sons richer is a key part of this presidency. And guess what? It's working. I mean, since that dinner you mentioned was announced, the surge of trading has brought in more than $1 million in fees for Trump, his family, and all their partners. They've all netted more than $320 million since Trump's coin debuted in January. So that's why he's planning to attend the dinner. The money for himself. That's a pretty easy one. Okay, we're going to take another one. Jackie Heinrich from Fox News.
Why did the White House announce this deal with the UK before all of the details were finished?
Oh, Jackie. Well, the announcement and the headlines it generates are pretty much the point. The details are kind of secondary. I mean, Trump gets to put on a show in the Oval Office and pretend like he's achieved a monumental victory. The deal is just a bit of an empty shell. I mean, you could, I guess, call it a framework, which is sort of generous, or agreement to negotiate more than anything else. But the 10% tariff on goods remains in place. And there are big remaining questions, huge ones, like any UK tax on digital services for the U.S., something that would have huge effects on American tech companies. And there are many more.
Amazing segment from Jen Psaki. If you appreciate her, if you appreciate what I do, all that I ask is that you drop a like, scroll down, and make sure that you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel. And I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.